Joining us now in the KYMN studios is Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Matt, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. Happy Tuesday to you today.
And happy Tuesday to you. Thank you so much for coming in. Where are we at in school year? Do we have a... I know graduation is this coming Sunday.
It's coming Sunday, live right here on KYMN, I believe.
Yep. We'll be broadcasting that. And I guess my question would be, are they going a little bit... Did all those snow days that we had this year, did that affect the school schedule here late in the year?
Sure it did. So, you know, we have two full-day cancellations built in to the calendar. And some folks might say, well, geez, we live in Minnesota, man. How come you don't have more built in? But the truth is, since the time that I've been in Northfield, we've only had one other year, the last approximately decade, where we've had more than two full-day cancellations. And I think that people know that we just got hit a couple of times with snowstorms this year, you know, that extended travel difficulty over a couple of days, despite the outstanding work of, you know, local highway crews to try to keep the roads clear and whatnot. So we do have a makeup student day on June 8th. We were originally supposed to get out on June 7th. We have a makeup student day on June 8th, and then we have a makeup staff day on June 11th. So, yes, this year's winter is the winter that keeps on giving.
let's move on. Yesterday was Memorial Day.
And yes, it was.
Of course, KYMN broadcasted the Memorial Day services, and a couple of people involved with the school district were involved in that Memorial Day service, including yourself. You gave a very nice speech.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Yes, it's Memorial Day. You know, it's such an important time for everyone in our nation to pause, you know, and think about approximately 1.1 million American soldiers have died since those first shots at Concord in 1775, you know, giving what many call the last full measure of devotion to our nation, to this experiment we call democracy in the United States of America. And we just need to take a moment and really thank the families of those soldiers who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could all be free, and you and I can be on the radio here this morning, mm-hmm. chatting it up, whatever we want to talk about.
And also one other person involved with the speaking anyway, and that was a young man named Logan Ledman, who gave a very, very impressive speech as part of the Voice of Democracy program, and he won some pretty high honors with that.
Yeah, and you know, you never like to follow Logan Ledman speaking in anything. For folks who know Logan, he's one of the anchors of our speech team. He's been to the State High School League speech competition. And so it's no shock to those of us who know him how wonderful he was going to perform yesterday. But Logan has a way of writing a speech that really captures the audience's attention. And he has that unique ability to really hit your heart, right? I mean, he can really motivate your heart in terms of whatever he's speaking about. And writing that essay that he titled American History, Our Hope for the Future, it was just really, really well written. If you have a chance to really listen to the replay of the speech on KYMN and you think about that, this is a high school junior who wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
I think our future is pretty bright. He did place first in the state in terms of the Voice of Democracy contest, and then seventh place in the nation. Not all bad. And again, I know from time to time we worry about our youth, and there are reasons for us to continue to worry, make sure that we help them along. But when we look at someone like Logan, we know that our future is in pretty darn good hands. And Logan is just one of 4,000 reasons that I love going to work every day.
Yeah, he was did a very wonderful job yesterday. But, you know, it wasn't just him. When you think of the young people, we had the band out there. We had the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts out there helping out. And they all did a wonderful job. And it was good to see them taking in an experience like this.
And that is so important, because I think as we get further away from, you know, some of our larger groups of veterans, you know, our World War II veterans, you know, we know that there are fewer of those veterans left. And so making sure that our young people have an opportunity to connect with what sacrifice has been throughout the ages. And I think that those Memorial Day events give an opportunity for kids to see how much the community really loves the folks who gave that ultimate sacrifice and the veterans who are still living. So Northfield Public Schools, Mary Williams, the band director, always make sure those kids are there every year. And I'm really proud of them as well.
Now, coming up tonight, we have a school board meeting. Of course, you didn't meet yesterday because of Memorial Day holiday, but that's been moved to tonight. We decided to keep you on the program here at your regular date. So you can, I'm sure your Wednesdays and Thursdays will hopefully not get too far out of order with that. But let's talk about what's going on tonight. I would imagine facilities, those are coming back into the spotlight.
Sure, and we're going to have Logan there actually tonight reading his essay, so that will be available too via video after the board meeting. But yes, and so we will talk about our May 21st work session. So as you know, we've talked about that we had approximately 30-member facilities action team made up of a diverse set of opinions from within the community that met three times in April. They looked back over the master facilities plan that had been developed over the past several years. They actually did a little bit of looking at how the referendum in November played out for the facilities portion of it through three meetings. They had an opportunity to really engage and discuss and then basically give some feedback to the board. So at the May 21st work session, board members had an opportunity to engage in discussion about those 15 recommendations that had come forward with varying levels of support within the facilities action team. And so they had an opportunity to review that. They had an opportunity to look ahead a little bit and saying, here are our space needs, and when we look at this, what are the strategies that we might use moving forward? And so really a robust discussion, you know, about what the Facilities Action Team had shared. Really long and the short of it is the Facilities Action Team, you know, came forward with a couple of recommendations that earned about two-thirds support of that group. One of which was really strongly taking a look at the elementary projects for the fall. The elementary projects, you might remember, would be constructing a new elementary school on the Greenvale Park campus and reusing the current Greenvale Park Elementary as an early childhood center. It would allow us to do a number of other shifts, moving the district offices over to Longfellow School, where the early childhood folks are now, some of them. It would allow our community services folks and our early childhood family education also to move over to Greenvale Park, putting all of our current early learning services under one roof. And Jeff, I mean, if you and I go back to the time that we've been talking, you know how important early learning is. When we talk about making sure that kids are on the right track for success, if they have a high quality early learning experience, which there are a number of options for here in Northfield, they're on their way. What we know is there's not enough room in any of the local preschools or daycares to actually serve all of our lower income families who we really want to make sure have that high quality preschool experience. And so this early learning initiative with a new elementary school replacing the current Greenvale Park building, the reuse, we actually would also get a little bit of relief at the high school because, you know, by the district offices moving out of the high school into our oldest building at Longfellow, we'd also free up a little bit of space for our high school folks. The board did discuss, there's a couple of board members who, you know, really still are looking at, you know, we know there are some needs at the high school. So we will see where they go from here. The facilities action team really gave a recommendation about strongly looking at the elementary projects for this year. They were less high on continuing forward with the high school. The board has really listened to that facilities action team comments, and I expect we'll have some additional good discussion this evening. And I anticipate we might even have one more work session before our June 11th meeting. We'd have to make a decision on going forward with anything. Ideally for, you know, us as the administrators, knowing the earlier the better, because we have an opportunity to start helping the public understand what we'd be asking for. But you don't have to call the election actually technically until August. So again, really just wanting folks to pay attention and stay tuned, because we want to make sure people would have any information that they would need as we move into the fall, should the board choose to go forward with any kind of bond reform. They may not, but I know that your listeners will be able to hear it here on KYMN. So,
all right. Now, just to be clear, then you are at least preparing for the possibility of having that referendum on this fall's election. Is that would be correct?
Well, you know, it's always the board's decision in the end. But you know, as the administrative team, we're trying to anticipate what the possibilities might be, so that we are prepared. And the board has had great discussion, and we will see where they land. But yes, we are. We've been thinking that that might be a possibility. It's not a for sure. And again, we will. I anticipate that decision will be made within the next month to 6 weeks.
Okay. Now, presuming, I guess we don't need to presume, but let's say what, you know, if they do approve that and it does go forward, are we looking at basically the same plans that have been laid out before? Has anything really changed within that, I guess, the scope of the plans?
So, you know, it would depend upon what the board would choose to bring forward. What we've been there is one change in what we've been talking about, and that's actually at Sibley Elementary. Mm-hmm. During the campaign, we had several people give some feedback about the plan that we had at Sibley. The plan at Sibley had been to construct a new media center on the outside of the building and then recapture the current media center for a larger cafeteria space. If you remember, Sibley was built for about 250 people in the 1960s, and they're at 584 students as of May 1st. And the fact is that those core spaces, the cafeteria, the media center, they were never expanded like the rest of the building was. During our fall referendum, we had quite a bit of feedback that said, hey, what about actually building a new cafeteria where you could have a loading dock, which would increase some security because you wouldn't have to have vendors, you know, traipsing through the building to bring all the food into the middle of the building, and then recapturing some of the cafeteria space to renovate the media center and expand it, and then also have some additional room for some classrooms. And so the board is weighing that too. There's kind of an option A and an option B, and they've been discussing if they want to look at a little bit of a different twist on Sibley there.
All right. Once again, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, is with us. Let's move on with the tonight's. We're talking about tonight's City Council meeting, giving you a preview as opposed to a wrap-up of it. What else is on the schedule for tonight, the agenda?
So as you know, this time of the year, Jeff, is budget time, mm-hmm. and we are now to the point where we're having the grandparent of them all, the general fund budget. So Director of Finance Val Murdestorf will present the general fund budget for next year. And of course, that is the most substantial, you know, portion of all of our budgets. No budgets are approved tonight. They're approved. They would be asked for approval on June 11th. We're required to adopt a budget by the state, of course, by June 30th. Key thing is projecting our revenue, which for most of the case is actually projecting our students. And as you know, we've had an increase in students over the past several years. So we are projecting a minor increase yet again next year. We're also looking at the fact that in the second year of the biennium here, the legislature and governor actually last year did agree on something, which was 2% on our basic formula increase in each of the 2 years of the biennium. Next year, the base formula will be $63.12 per adjusted pupil unit. But just for context, it does not appear that that's going to meet inflation again. So we're very thankful for that 2% increase that the legislature gave us. But again, when we're not keeping up with inflation, we have to rely on the generosity of Northfielders to make sure we can keep our high-quality programming where it is, which they did last November with approving our operating levy, which we are very grateful for. We are projecting this year to grow our fund balance, to try to mitigate those years where the legislature does not give us enough to be able to compete with inflation. And so we're looking at a budget that revenue of about $54 million in our proposed budget with expenditures at about $53 million. So again, good stewardship, trying to make sure that we have that fund balance so that we can weather the fact that the legislature for the last 30 years has not really kept up with their constitutional responsibility of creating a uniform system of public schools through Minnesota.
All right, Superintendent Hillman, anything else going on tonight?
We've got another piece that's I think is going to be interesting for folks, which is our Compañeros program, which is our dual language immersion program. It's our so there's one section in grades 1 through 5 at all three elementary buildings, and our Compañeros teachers, three of them, are going to give a presentation about that program, which has been around for, I'm guessing, probably close to 20 years. I believe Dr. Kite, when he was superintendent, got that program started. And it provides an opportunity for kids who are looking to, and families who are looking to have a second language experience, you know, during their elementary years. And so it is a program that a lot of people look to us and say, wow, really great that Northfield has that. And so it'll be an opportunity for our Compañeros program to update the board this evening.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but the next time we'll be seeing you will be this coming Sunday.
Yeah, it's funny how we always run out of time, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in, Dr. Hillman.
Have a great day.
We appreciate it. Superintendent of Schools, Northfield's Dr. Matt Hillman. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.